Благодарю вас.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are compelled to take the floor so as to exercise the right of reply. Unfortunately, we have seen how the delegation of Ukraine and the delegation of the EU are once again politicizing the work of our meeting. We reject the accusations just made and the hateful statements towards our country. We call on parties to refrain from biased assessments of the situation in Ukraine. As has been said here, the war started not in February 2024, but rather in 2014. And the crisis for which the EU bears full responsibility began even earlier in 2013 through the clumsy EU policy of drawing Ukraine into the orbit of its allies. Russian representatives have consistently set out our position at the relevant fora. This is a barbaric civil war launched by Kiev against its own people. We stress that the special military operation on Ukrainian territory is conducted in accordance with the provisions of the UN Charter and in observance of international law, including IHL. In addition, we would like to draw participants' attention to the fact that according to UNEP data and the HRC Special Rapporteur on the human rights impacts of dangerous chemical substances and waste in 2016 and 2018, and also according to UNICEF data from 2020, even then, there was a situation in Ukrainian territory which was close to an environmental disaster. 3 million people did not have access to clean drinking water. Mines were flooded and enterprises were intentionally breaking the law. Our opponent's position on this cannot inspire trust or serve as a basis for further discussion. We call for a refraining from increasing the tensions and for a return to discussing the matters on our meeting's agenda. Thank you.